KXRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Countries around the world are releasing oil reserves to help tamper high prices and limited supply as the war with Iran hits global markets with volatility.
Germany and Austria say they are releasing parts of their oil reserves following an International Energy Agency request for its members to release 400 million barrels to help temper energy price spikes due to the Iran war. Previously, the largest ever collective release of emergency stocks by IEA member countries was just under 183 million barrels. That was in the wake of the energy shock prompted by Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Japan also says it will release some of its reserves starting Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Pentagon has provided Congress with a price tag for the first week of the Iran war, $11.3 billion. The Trump administration is expected to seek additional military funding from Congress in the coming weeks. Late winter tornadoes struck parts of Illinois and Indiana, killing an elderly married couple in their late 80s. Cassidy Sinwelski's neighborhood in northwest Indiana also hit by a tornado. She's grateful that God spared her life.
And then we went into the bathroom, got a piece of plywood, and within minutes I closed my eyes, the lights flickered, and we just, there was nothing. But during that time, we just kept praying in the tub, and we were holding each other, and I was like, well, this is the way we're going to go. I'm either going to be with the Lord tonight, or I'm going to be able to witness to people tomorrow.
The Trump administration is opening a new trade investigation into manufacturing in foreign countries. It's an effort that comes after the Supreme Court struck down the president's previous use of tariffs. The administration is trying to use new tariffs, other laws for new tariffs. This is SRN News. Will Graham is getting ready to visit Mississippi.
The grandson of Billy Graham is set to preach the gospel March 21st and 22nd at the Gulf Coast Coliseum in Gulfport. Graham says, quote, there is a burden to see the gospel proclaimed in this pivotal region. I'm going to share what the Bible has to say and point to the Savior, Jesus Christ. He will be joined at the festival by several contemporary Christian music artists. Some 145 churches throughout the region have come together to organize the event. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's a war against the Bible going on all around the globe. Simply owning a copy of the scriptures can result in capital punishment in North Korea, Yemen, and Afghanistan. In countries such as Somalia and Mauritania, Bibles cannot be printed, translated, sold, or imported. Iranian authorities have forbidden the translation of the scriptures into Farsi. This is SRN News. Ukraine's president says he's awaiting White House approval for a major drone production agreement he proposed last year but was rejected. Now the U.S. and other countries are scrambling to modernize their air defenses in the Iran war. A religious leader in trouble with the law.
The head priest at Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Pittsburgh now facing charges after being accused of stealing more than $1,000 worth of baseball cards. Police arrested the Very Reverend Aiden Smith February 27th after he left a Walmart. Court records say Smith allegedly had 27 packs of baseball cards concealed under his clothing. And Walmart video shows Smith taking baseball cards each of the four previous days and leaving without paying. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.